Take all this in, you see only about 5,000 feet away from your ship, a drift portal open up right above you, and a very familiar Sepulcher class vessel exits that drift portal. It is indeed the Amaranth, the Corpse Fleet ship, and you watch as it seems to fire weapons directly at your shuttle. This is your Captain Sullen Sull Hamburger here. Looks like we're about to die, so it's been a pleasure flying you all. And from us here at the shuttle is rocked by staggering blows, but as you open your eyes, seems like the inner pressure has been sealed by some kind of force field, but there are giant holes in the fuselage of the ship here. You guys have not been destroyed, but it seems like the cabin has been punctured by what looks like giant crystalline ice lances. And as you peer inside them, you see what looks like bone soldiers frozen in the ice.
More importantly, fleets of bone cars.
We are going to jump into the initiative turn order here. But first things first, there's only two options here. Do you want a severe combat or an extreme combat? Now, mind you, you're on the planet of live exploration extreme. So now's the time. Who wants a severe?
I guess me.
You want a severe beating?
More than an extreme one.
Yeah, one severe, not extreme.
Yeah, severe.
Jabert.
Also, it's nonsense that you stopped giving us the easy option.
Well, this one starts at severe, so I gave you the options kind of around where the book suggests.
This should be an extreme challenge. This should be an extreme challenge.
I mean, you haven't been outvoted.
You just want to make
Tyler,
a character is what you want to do.
Well, I mean, there's that, but that's not the only reason.
Tyler, what?
Two Tylers here.
What do you want to do here? I just
extreme.
I just want. Okay, yeah. So it was right down the line there. Bring this guy down here.
Thank you for shrinking that guy's icon, because
if it wasn't that right down the middle, because if Drew, me, and Rebecca voted severe,
yeah, then three to two. That's right down the middle. Yeah. When you only have five people,
it's not right down the middle.
Yeah, there's three options. There's a majority. For how a vote can goes pretty much.
No, there's a majority.
Okay,
if it was right down the middle, it'd be like 3-3.
Well, that's exactly down the middle, but
that's right down the middle.
Drew was divided on the subject, so that's why you're right down the middle.
Oh, boy.
Drew was like, maybe I want extreme.
No.
I could see it in his eyes.
No.
The cabin door at the front of the shuttle opens up, and you see what looks like two more of these crystals. Wait, two more? I forget which severe is. I think it is actually just three of them. For severe. One more of these creatures emerges from the cockpit, and you can see past there. It looks indeed like the captain was speared right in his chair. Sullen Sull Hamburger, everyone's favorite new NPC, destroyed.
So leave on the winds.
This undead creature emerges. You see also in the co-pilot's chair.
If only looks Mark to be, Wahlberg was here.
There is a massive ticking bomb. Oh. A voice, electronic voice, calls out from the bomb, 25 seconds until necro detonation. Prepare living countermeasures. 24, 23. Okay, I have to roll into initiative turn order here, but I think we're in Lethal or Tavra going first. Let me just double check. Yes. Which one of you two wants to start us off?
A Tavra will go. I am going to... There's a corpse, like an undead creature.
Undead
is it
soldier.
Encased in ice?
Oh, no. They break right out of the ice, pop into the aisles here. It's kind of like a little escape pod just blasted into the side of the shuttle.
Okay, because in that case, it's
going to be made of ice.
Tavra is going to pull out her doshko and run up to the sky and strike at it with her doshko. But I guess that's two actions to pull it out and...
Pull it out, move, make an attack is... Yeah.
Oh, that's only a 12 to attack.
That is a miss, unfortunately. Ulithal. I should mention, like I said, both of you guys can see into the cockpit where it seems like there is a bomb.
Okay. Do I know anything? If I did a warfare lore check, could I tell whether that bomb is what something that I could just like hit with a spell and destroy it, or if I need to go and defuse it?
Let's see here.
You might need the spell yeet.
Do you have...
Thank you, Miles. Thank you, Miles.
I thought, want to make an...
I thought it was great.
Arcana check for me, Drew?
I can. 14.
You are unsure if it's one of those kind of bombs you can fire bullets at to make it stop, or if that just makes it explode.
Okay, great. Well, then, I am going to instead use my psychic communicator like, bomb, can't do anything about it. Somebody needs to take care of the bomb. Bomb, bomb, bomb.
I'm saying it on an aircraft right now because that is what I see.
I'm thinking it because I got the crown on.
Okay.
And then I'm going to attack one of the one just north of me with the little spell. We're going to do ranged ignition spell.
Okay. 20 to hit is going to be a hit. Are you doing this one closest to you?
Yes.
Okay. And this is 2d4, so this is 5 fire damage.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, yeah, it seems like they, besides breaking out of this encasement of ice, seem to be almost icy to the touch. Doesn't seem to hurt them anymore, but you can see more they're like melting and seems like maybe losing some muscle mass as they get blasted by this ignition. That will take us to Hithion next.
All right, Hithion is going to be solar attuned.
Okay.
And it's going to move just kind of... 10 feet to the northeast, kind of right next to Tavra,
sure.
A little bit behind her, but directly in front of the same bone soldier that she was fighting, and is going to attack with the solar flail. It's a 14.
That's going to be a miss.
Let's see, go one more. I'll try again.
Second attack.
17.
17 is a hit.
Woohoo! 6 points of damage, and I deal an additional amount of fire damage equal to half my level, which is like 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
So 7 total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That will take us to Zeldin next up.
All right. Let's see. Okay. So no longer encased in ice. These guys are just free floating, footloose, and fancy free undead creatures. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. They are basically take the, and when they take initiative, they pop out of these things.
Right.
These giant crystals.
Cool. Let's then check the range on this 30 feet. Yeah, that should be good. All right, let's see. Then I will, I can't quite reach those two. I can't reach this guy. I'm going to cast a spell.
Mm-hmm.
Vitality Lash.
Ooh.
I will cast it on this one right here, adjacent to Tavra and Hithion, or near to Hithion.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a fortitude save, basic fortitude save for these guys.
Okay, I'll roll that. Just one, right? The one in front of you.
Correct, yeah, it's just one creature.
Okay, I've rolled very well, unfortunately. What is your DC?
Great question. Where's my DC? 18.
Not a critical success, but a success.
All right. So we'll just roll two of these. So 3 points of that
vitality damage. Okay.
That's what they call it these days.
They do indeed seem to be undead creatures that take negative healing. So vitality damages them. Any third action?
Third action, I will draw a grenade, I think.
Okay, that will take us to their turn. These undead soldiers indeed have a giant like shield made of ice in one hand and bring up a minigun in each of their other hands. This one right in front of you, Tavra, though, is going to take that ice shield and kind of try and slam it into you with an attack.
Oh, can I block? Or do I have to raise my shield?
I mean, that is the raise the shield action.
All right.
It does take an action to do. But Reday, I have rolled a 24 to hit. Hit. And this is D8 of bludgeoning damage as it slams into you. Total of 3 points of bludgeoning. He will, I think, just try for a second slam attack. Oh boy, 17 on the second is also just a hit. For minimum damage, 4 points here. Then he's going to try to step back a bit and fortify the alleyway here. This one is going to stay and shoot over the seats here back at Uli Thal. Just kind of open up fire with the minigun. And the seats in front of you are getting torn up, but they seem to be bulletproof because none of them getting through with that three. We take a second attack. Farm is on. Natural one. Hate great. To see it. Grud.
That's how we do it.
This last one here will kind of move up as well, and he's really only got a good shot against Lacardus, so one attack. Probably a miss. What's your AC?
19.
Very, very much a miss. You got like some defenses. 13 on the second attack is also a miss. My God, I got to roll high. So that is going to do it for their turn, and Lacardus, we're on to you.
All right, what is, there's the one that just shot at me, which is kind of a straight shot down this shuttle's aisle. Is there a little, can I squeeze past that guy?
Yeah, it is as tight as a, say, modern jet, three-aisle jet. So you will have to literally kind of squeeze by. But
are we talking Spirit or are we talking like Southwest?
How much movement do you have, Tyler?
I'm going to have to double move to get to the bomb.
Okay.
25. I have 25. And I don't think... Let
me just he more goes into defensive mode as you pass by him as he raises his shield. But he allows you past. He does not provoke an... You don't provoke an attack of opportunity. What else would you like to do?
So the door is open. I can get to the bomb.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Can I get to the other side of the door?
Yeah. I mean, if you can get to this square here with... two things of movement, you can
get up there. Very good. What kind of door does it appear to be that I'm passing through? Is it an open towards me door? Is it a sci-fi slide back door?
I'd say the majority of doors are sci-fi slidey, but yeah, this is a door that you can like press a button to close.
Okay, I'll press a button to close.
Okay. I put a little door here on the map just in case you wanted to do something like this. There's also ones for the bathroom.
Oh, could I have opened one of those while I was running back?
I mean, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Yeah, that's right. Gonna take us to the top of the turn order in Tavra.
All right, Tavra is going to move forward and strike with her Doshko at the guy in front of her. I don't think there's anything I can do about the bomb, so.
Ooh, yes, and that reminds me, I need you, starting with your turn, and everyone else... Everyone, please make me a will save.
Okay.
Oh,
ooh, nice. Jeez Louise, Tavra.
Oh, come on.
Okay, hero point. I'm gonna have to.
Is that three natural ones?
Yeah.
What?
That's insane.
What?
Yeah, that's gotta be a hero point.
One natural 20, three natural ones. What are the chances of that?
Yep, gonna have to hero point that bad boy.
Same.
Yeah, I'm gonna hero point as well.
All right,
that was my only hero point.
Roll one. Well, you'll get another one after this fight if you survive.
That's the thank goodness. I feel like three natural ones we wouldn't have made it. That's just not good at an extreme level.
Okay, so the good news is everyone has now succeeded or critically succeeded, except for Uli Thal. Sorry, Drew, to lead that sentence there. But Drew will take full damage. Everyone else take half damage. This is a blast of necromagic energy, negative wave kind of comes at you guys from the cockpit, from the bomb's location. And indeed, this is doing some void damage. So I'm not sure if it heals these guys, but I'll double check on that. In total, it is 10 points of void damage. So Drew, that's 10 points. Everyone else, 5, except Tavra takes 0. Just seems to grit her teeth as this blast comes from the cockpit. Sorry
from
to
that heat lamp. Heat lamp is
oh yeah. Yeah, just bounces off of your iridium scales. Oh, there's like a shimmering rainbow effect in the front of the cabin here. Oh, what would you like to do? Moved up to this one.
I'm going to strike my Doshko. Oh, I already did and I failed. Sorry about that. With my final action, I am going to raise my shield in the form of my elbow.
Okay, all right, Ulithal.
All right, I would like to cast analyze targets, 2 actions. Can I roll anything to get a better look at these guys?
If you want to roll religion or perhaps even Eoxian lore to identify them, you can.
Nope, can't do that. So we're just going to have to kill them. So we're going to, for the one that is this, well, I guess they all just kind of attacked. We're going to overheat the one that is just north of me. Come on.
Drew, natural. So
happy.
One on one of these damage dice. Okay, so this is a reflex save from this guy here, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do.
Are you on its arm?
Ooh, natural. Weapon? 2. For the reflex, that is 9, Drew.
And it's my spell DC is 18.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so not a critical failure, but a failure. So it's taken all that damage. That's this one that's already taken some fire damage. Yeah, it doesn't seem... Mm-hmm.
And on and with that, he has to either drop what he's carrying or he takes 3 fire damage the next turn.
Okay, he seems to be holding on to it. So his gun and his shield.
Nice.
That will take us to Hithayun next.
Okay. And it is going to... So is the one that Tavra is attacking, can I get next to Tavra and still...
Yeah, you have a reach weapon, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was going to be where I... Yeah, I guess I could. I just didn't know if that would count as like going through Tavra if I was...
No, I mean, I think it's small enough combat here, but...
Okay.
I think if with a reach weapon, it's basically like you're right next to him.
All
right,
so I'm going to attack, still solar attuned, with my flail. If I can bring it up. The 24 to hit.
Right, not a crit, but we're getting close.
For 4 points of damage because of the fire.
Okay.
And I guess...
Attack a second time, third action.
I'm going to try something else. Is this the one that has the gun?
I mean, they all do. This one is trained on Ulithal. This one is beating Tavra with a shield.
Okay. Then I'm going to attack again with the solar flail.
Okay.
It's 21 to hit, so that's 7 points of damage.
Another hit, yes. Okay. Ouch.
And then...
So with that, it also seems like you are doing enough damage that their shield has kind of been beaten down a little bit, and they seem to have lost some kind of natural armor plating, like you've beaten it out of them, heated it out of this one over here, I think. And yeah, it seems like they're a little easier to hit after that.
All right, we'll try the third one.
Well, you had to move up to...
I didn't move. I don't think I actually moved, did I? I moved. Did I move back?
You were here. Everyone else moved up one.
Gotcha. All right, my bad.
That's quite all right. Zeldin, we're back to you.
All right. I'm going to
real bad off.
I'm going to cast a spell using 2 actions. I'm going to cast Infuse Vitality on my companions' weapons, Hithayun and Tavra. I make your weapons fancy and holy, and they do an extra... Let's see, what's that? Well... Okay, well, they do an extra D4 of vitality damage, but
whatever. So if I stab myself, do I get to heal?
Well, no.
Oh. That's like everyone's first question with stuff like that.
Like, wait, well, I mean, minute. It makes sense.
Only in the grand risk of, like, you would have to roll like a natural one on damage, so you didn't do enough damage to.
Yeah, I think technically you.
I just never got poked myself with my weapon. Would it be like, ooh.
Still roll damage. It hurts, and then you're like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah, but like a shot that. Hurts, but then you get healing stuff.
Healing stuff, you know.
Yeah, magic juice from the doctors.
And then I'm going to, as my last action. Wait, where did. What's happening with this? Okay. Make sure I understand the ranges on this. Because it's. Oh, Lord. I have to look it up. Okay, 5 foot burst. So nobody's really super close to each other, which is a shame. Hmm. Unless. Sorry, one other thing to look at. Unless I use my good grenade.
Ooh.
Which is, that's flash grenade. That's not what I'm looking for. Frag grenade. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, 10-foot burst. That's a little easier. That's a little better. Yeah, I'll throw that grenade over here and hit both of these two guys. And they can, let's say, how do these things even work? I think this is a reflex save against these. Basic reflex save.
Can you get both of them in a 10-foot burst?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because that's like...
Because you target a 20 a point. Feet
across.
Yeah.
Two reflex saves coming up.
My DC is 18.
One success and one fail.
All right. Oh, boy. So this is my nice grenade. Let's see if those... I say that before I roll the damage. I shouldn't do that. I really shouldn't do that. It's my nice grenade.
Ooh. 14 points?
14 points of piercing damage.
Okay. This one is all but destroyed in front of Lethal, the one that failed. Because this does... It does have hardness when you hit it, but now its hardness is gone.
Nice.
That would have killed it if it didn't have hardness. And this one back here will take 7 points. That's the first bit of damage he's taken, so it's still fighting strong, has its full ice shield. Okay, if that's your turn,
it is.
It'll take us to their turn. I think this one is going to trundle through the alley here to try to get a good shot at you, Zeldin. And it's going to stick the minigun over the seats in the middle here to blast a shot. 16 to hit is a 25 a crit.
25 is a crit.
Oh, boy. D8 crit coming at you. 5, 6, 7, 8, 16.
Boy. All right.
Crit. And what's its movement speed? These guys are pretty slow. Yeah, it does have to use both. Oh, did I just waste a 20?
You did.
Yep. Thank goodness. Oh. Thank
goodness. Okay, I'm not going to take that because this one is going to do three shots over at Ulithal. So first is a 17. Does that hit, Drew?
Yes.
Okay, that is two hits then. 15 points of piercing damage.
Well, I had 8 hit points, so
I'm sorry, the first one is not a hit. The first one's only 7. Then I roll. It's only 15. Does 15 hit?
15 does not hit.
Okay. The second attack is a 17. So that one.
Yes, that hits.
That one is only 7 points of damage.
Drew's limping on one.
We're barely hanging on, baby.
Okay. Oh, did you really only have 8?
Because you hit me with that thing before because I failed the check.
Okay. That will... Oh, this one in front of Tabra is going to blast you with the shield.
Oh, but I've got my shield up.
Okay. Blocking this first attack.
Well, it just gives me a +1 to my AC.
Never mind. That's a miss. Second attack. Also a miss. All right, 3 misses from that one. Yeah, you're blocking very well, apparently.
The shiny scales.
Lucartus
coming in clutch.
Lucartus is in the room. He's looking at this void bomb. Patrick, what does Lucartus see?
So indeed, it is in one of these ice chunks instead of a soldier. There is a very large Yoxian bomb. At this point, I think it is at the 15-second mark. If we're at the bottom of the second turn, because each turn is
6 seconds.
So 15 seconds on the clock. Yeah. But it looks like a giant kind of steampunk monstrosity that can potentially roll, do a thievery check, arcana, but it does seem to be ready to blow a massive bomb up.
I really wish I had a hero point for this, but yeah, sure, let's roll arcana.
Well, you probably would have been downed if you had critically failed that blast.
Downed, but it would have hurt a lot. Yeah. Oh.
Toot, toot. Yeah. That's a miss. Okay. You want to try again?
Can I keep trying arcana?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you not have better thievery? Or?
Oh, this is cool. This game is cool. I like games. Games are great.
Toot. At this point, I'm so sorry, Tyler. Bruce pops up on your shoulder. He's like, hey, it looks like you're trying to dismantle a bomb. Do you want some help with that? I can bring up your long history of criminal breaking and entering records. Might be of use here. Beep boop.
Sure, any kind of help I can get would be great.
Well, my suggestion is roll thievery, Tyler, for your third action.
Sure, it's like half as bad, but why not? Thanks, Patrick! Thanks! You're a really cool guy! Man. You're a really cool guy! I love you, man!
Oh, Patrick, you rolled, Tyler, you rolled twice as good.
He rolled an 8 on all 3 skill checks, so it doesn't matter. They're all fails.
Have fun with the rest of the episode.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's so many bad rolls. Tyler, to start things off here in turn 3, you are next to the bomb in the cockpit, right?
Yeah, I sure am.
The last thing that happened was you failed to disarm it in any way, shape, or form, or lessen its power. You hear the front of the console is nearly destroyed. You can maybe get land this thing in a very short amount of time, but you hear the bomb once more chiming. 14 seconds remain until detonation. Initiating necromagic pulse number 2. I need everyone to make another will save for me. And Drew, I'm going to need you to roll a natural 20. Let's go. That 10 is not a 20, Drew. I'm so sorry. Might be goofing up a few people here.
It didn't roll.
I'm just going to let it.
That's weird.
I'll let it stand.
What'd you roll? Yeah, you rolled a 6. Oh. All right, well, we got some successes. We got some failures. This is another necromantic blast of energy, DC 18. So a few.
Oh, come on.
Fails here. Well, Drew, it doesn't matter if you had succeeded. You're going down no matter
That's
what.
That's fair. Half damage. Yeah.
I forgot. This deals damage. No, I need to reroll this. Hang on a second.
Okay.
I'll spend a hero point.
Ow.
No, you fell into the trap, Trapper. The same number. Okay, here we go. Pew. Yeah, unfortunately for you guys, it is 11 points of necromantic damage. I believe that's blasting lethal, blasting Zeldin down here.
What are death rules in this game again?
Great, we'll get to them. Don't you worry. But the first thing that happens when you guys both go down is you drop to basically the bottom of our turn order. So everyone else is going to get a chance to go before you have to deal with death rules. So turn 2, Tavra, you're going to start us off.
All right.
You've got one of these things in the aisle in front of you.
Yeah, I'm just going to strike where I am with my Doshko. And this has vitality on it.
Yeah.
24 to hit?
Whatever. It doesn't even matter. Yes, and you absolutely slice this thing in half. He had 3 hit points left.
Okay.
1. Cool. These are rigor mortis, and that one's destroyed. Second action.
All right. In that case, I am going to Lacardus is trying to dismantle the bomb, right?
Mm-hmm. And I'm doing a great job. Some people.
I don't everybody think I can help you, so.
No, I can't help me, so I think you're fine.
I am going to leap over the chairs in the middle. Is that what's happening in the middle here?
Yeah, you can. You can. I'd say maybe difficult terrain to get over them, but you can also just move around the aisle here if you're looking to get this way.
I don't know if I have the. Do I have the?
What's your movement speed?
20.
Let's see. No, I think anyway you slice it here, here, here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can just get to about here with a single action.
All right. In that case, I am going to. Can I try to intimidate one of them?
Yeah, which one? The one down here has taken less damage.
Yeah, I'm going to try to taunt that guy to come at me with my intimidating glare. I'm just going to glare at him real hard. Like,
okay,
he's going to feel really bad about himself. That's
yeah.
Well, he's a undead Terminator, so probably not, but go ahead and roll intimidation.
All right.
You hurt the murder machine's feelings. Oh, you did hurt the murder machine's
feelings. I did.
What do you say?
Well, I don't say anything. I just glare at him.
With my human, evil glare. Not
my human eyes, with my vest living eyes. And they're really jealous of my livingness, so.
I'm really jealous of your eyes.
You go over there, you look at him with your not destroyed eyes and breathe in with your perfect lungs, and they're like, oh, well, good,
what a
jerk. Critical success on a demoralize. The creature is frightened, too. Can they be frightened? Yes. Mark this on this character real quick.
That's a relief.
Bam. No. What did I do? There we go. All right. That'll take us to Hathayun.
All right. So, Ben is going to move south a little bit so that he is pretty much across the aisle from this other, what'd you call them?
They're Rigor Mortix.
Rigor Mortix. And he is within range from my thing, right?
Or do I need to move one space closer?
Okay.
For 10 feet.
All right. And we'll attack this gentleman who's got something on him.
As we just said, he's intimidated. He's shaken from Tavra's glare.
Okay. It's a 26 to hit.
With, well, I think even before the intimidation, that is a critical hit.
Woohoo!
And you get 1d4 on top
of it. And I get 1d4.
This 1d4 will be doubled, so go right ahead, roll that.
Great.
Gosh darn it.
All right, so 12 points total.
Yes.
Okay, this one is still up, but yeah, you land a massive blow with your Solarian weapon. Getting this guy like more
attack.
You can, yeah. He's still intimidated here.
Drats.
Unfortunately, a 14 is a miss.
Yeah.
Normally, but with the intimidation times two, that is just a hit.
Oh yeah.
Woo!
You didn't roll damage, so go ahead.
Oh, weird. Why didn't it roll damage? That's weird.
I don't know. You can just roll your regular macro again. And
yeah, that's odd.
Take that.
Great.
Wow. Well,
plus 1d4.
Yes. He's very close, so
you're gonna get a 4. 4.
Oh, 3.
No, still great.
Three. He only had 3 damage. He only had 2 hit points left, so that one's destroyed as well.
Yay!
Okay, we're on to the Rigor Mortix turn, and this one is going to, seeing Ulithal is dropped, going to turn around to Tavra, start lighting you up with its chain gun. This breaching minigun. Just bop, 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 bop. Okay, first attack is a 10 on the dice. Is a 17 a hit?
No.
Let's go ahead and just roll these other two and try to get something real good here. Ooh, 2 18s is pretty good. But I still think that first one is a 20. Is that a hit? And the second one, that 18, is going to be a miss. So one hit here for 8 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Daka, 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 daka. That is the only remaining rigor mortis turn, which means we're on to Lacardus Prout.
Oh, aka disappointment. I'm about to dish out 6 seconds of sadness, if you know what I mean.
Bruce pops up over your shoulders like, hey, it looks like you're trying to disarm a bomb. Do you want some pointers on that? Oh, gosh. As he's looking over you, indeed, it looks like it's potentially too difficult of a explosive device to disable. You can potentially stop some of these necromagic blasts that are coming off of it, but more than likely, the only way you're going to be able to escape this thing is crash landing this shuttle and escaping the vehicle in 10 seconds.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Does that seem feasible?
Yes. Okay. You can make a, piloting check.
Let me make the check and then I'll do a quip. I don't have any hero points. This scares me. Well, I rolled an 18, so...
Who needs hero points when you're awesome?
26.
Okay. Yeah. DC.
You hear Lacardus come over your comms. And you're like, oh, this is your captain speaking. So the bomb just isn't going to cooperate with us today, which is fine. Our second option is I'm just going to crash this thing into the ground and then we're going to run like crazy. So everybody brace for what should be very nice impact.
Hang in there, Ulithal.
Well,
bounce softly.
With this roll, that is a critical success on the piloting check. So you bounce this thing off of like a rolling gray hill, and that takes up a good amount of the damage here. But I need everyone on board after your little warning to make a reflex save.
The two that are down are automatically failing this.
Yeah, there's.
I'm so sorry that I bounced your bodies around the cabin.
It is a DC 14 reflex save. If you are conscious, you are getting 1 degree higher than what you roll. So, all right, First of all, Tavra's already gotten critical success, so no problems there. Miles, critical success. Go ahead and roll Lacardus.
Why would I have to roll? I did the crashing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and you can brace very well. Man. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm about to embarrass myself. Oh, I barely made it.
Yeah, it's a critical success. So, Zeldin and Ulithal, you can make a save as well. You don't get the benefit, the bonus, but... Oh, yeah. Well, there's a success from Ulithal.
You kept your seatbelt on this entire time.
So, yeah, you guys are buffeted against the ground. I'm going to roll for our last rigor mortic here. He does not speak. Does not get the bonus as well. 19...
He's fine.
On that is going to be a critical success for him. So you guys, the ship starts landing. He seems to brace himself as it gets a little choppy here. Unfortunately, that does put Zeldin Lethal at dying 2. But Lacardus, you have you have a couple actions here. If you want to try and postpone the bomb's attack again, you can roll a thievery or arcana check as the ship is landing.
Okay.
And this just postpones that necromagic blast.
So do I have a sense of like what would be, does Lacardus have any sense of what would be easier? Because I've rolled arcana and thievery. So I don't know if it's easier to manipulate the magic or just bypass the device itself.
You have found no success with either, but I would say don't listen to me like last time. Do whatever you're better at.
All right. I'm better at arcana. So I'll do arcana. Ooh, 18?
That is a success. So this round, it is disabled, which means your friends have a chance here. Let's go ahead and to Ulithal and Zeldin. Do either of you guys have hero points you want to use to stabilize?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay. Zeldin?
I don't believe in that. You know that about me.
Do you have them?
I have one, but I'm going to save it for later. I might need it later.
Oh, okay.
You're dead?
Yeah. Well, you get another one immediately after the fight.
I know, exactly. I'm upset that I spent one already. I should have had 3.
Could have been dead with three.
Oh, would you like Lacardus to drag Zeldin into the room with the bomb so we can...
can... Yeah, is it possible that I can bounce into the room with the bomb?
So I can be rid of this.
Did I feel you?
I was saying, okay. All right, so let's see here. DC equal to 10 plus current dying value. DC 12, yep. Flat check.
I got it. So just don't roll a 1 or a 2. You're all good.
What? No, you gotta...
Well, if you roll a 1 or a 2, you die.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so don't do that.
That'd be a critical fail, right? Yeah, yeah.
Bing, ba-boom.
See, there you go. See, I'm
success.
Good. I'm good. See, that's, so that's how you do it. That's why,
your body
that's
just you don't... bouncing to the front of the shuttle. Okay. No necromagic blast, which brings us to the top of turn 4 in Tavra.
Well, do I get to roll one of these things?
Not if you.
Oh, I used the hero point. Never mind. I'm an idiot.
You're good. Ignore me. Do you want to roll to see what it would have been?
Yeah, let's do funsies? That.
Death.
That's
death,
always funsies.
Death.
That'd have been okay.
Yeah. Sorry. You should have rolled, gambled with your life, like Jipper. Okay. Yes, Tavra, turn 4, the shuttle has crashed and is in the process of like skidding to a halt here, but there is still this undead machine, unliving destroyer in your midst. It is looking very destroyed.
Yep, I am going to step forward and strike with my Doshko. Oh, that okay. Didn't go well.
It doesn't, yes, can that I is a hit. That? No.
Oh, it is a hit?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yes, I go ahead and re-roll it. Do worse, I dare you.
It's only an 8, so.
3 hit points left, so this 14 absolutely destroys it. You guys can begin the process of grabbing your unconscious teammates here and making it off of the shuttle as it gets to 10 seconds, it begins just counting down, 10, 9, 8.
We're gonna have to jump.
Yes, you do not have a lot of time. We have enough time to get out of the... Well, there's giant holes in the side of the vehicle, so you're able to just jump right out of them and get far enough away from the vehicle before it... Well, what looks like giant columns of foam kind of shoot out from inside of it first, but then there is a massive crackling black and purple energy sphere that forms around the ship that seems to neutralize just about everything inside. Burns the outer hull, peels the paint as a massive sphere of negative energy kind of envelops the ship. And there's a massive explosion towards the back. It seems like it takes the small reactor of the shuttle up, and a massive plume of smoke rises into the black Yoxian sky. Guys. Goodness,
that was a close one.
Guys are alive.
And I got another hero point. So I got that going for me.
Yeah, everyone gets a hero point.
Oh, yay.
And like wow. 10 minutes later, I have 1 hit point too, which is great.
Remind me the next time that we have some downtime to read a manual on how to disarm more bombs. I feel like we've come across a lot of devices that have needed disabling in our time here. A lot more so than I thought we were ever going to have to see. So,
yeah.
It happens.
I'm really sorry about this, but I apparently missed daily preparations and therefore did not choose an enemy type to give everyone resistance to. I could have chosen undead.
Undead could have been pretty cool, huh?
It would have been really cool.
But is that what you have picked on Eox?
Yeah, would you picked that, though?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yo, that's metagaming. That's not cool.
Well, to be honest, it's a little racist, don't you think? You go to the undead planet, you're like, man, they're going to attack us, aren't they? Wow, Rebecca. Wow. Yeah. In the year 326, that's how you acting?
Yeah. It was like when I went hiking in the woods and a bear saw me with bear spray and it shot me a dirty look. What do you want?
And then it got on its Vespa and drove away.
Drove away, yeah.
Listening to Katy Perry. California bears don't like the bear spray. Left shark, right shark, left shark on top.
You know what he said? He said, oh, so that's how it's going to be. Get it? Oh, so?
Oh, so it's Spanish.
That's how it's going to be. That joke was unbearable. Anyway, Zeldin and Ulithal are unconscious. And
it's okay. Yeah. I've got healing spells.
Ah. Yeah, the this giant spray that has come out of the shuttle. Bruce looks at you, Lacardus, and is like, oh, look, Lacardus, it is another fine Noxon product by the people that developed your NCIS. The secret of waste safe. Their airbag-like liquefied bone marrow harvest from creatures and synthesized with food waste from Akatong, making this stinky foam safety device. You probably would have survived the crash, if not the bomb.
That's good.
Well, yeah, thanks for pointing out the fact that the more things you know, the better decisions you can make. I'm really glad you're here to point out those facts.
I apologize. I am kind of merged with your Noxon software. It requires that I hype up their products wherever I see them.
Then my bad. Then wear a blindfold.
Okay, well, you don't have to be mean.
I, you know what? I'm nice to everyone, but I will promise you this. I will try my best to never be nice to you.
All right. You guys are crash landed. You got three of you conscious. Lacardus, Tavra, Thane, what do you guys want to do?
Can I roll medicine on Zeldin to help him out?
Yeah.
If you would like to treat wounds, yeah, it takes 10 minutes and it's DC 15. So go ahead and roll it.
Okay.
I'll do the same thing for Ulithal, unless somebody has a higher medicine than I do.
Big fail for Thane.
Halfway. How big we talking here? Am I back to dying?
No, that's just a fail and a success. Wait a
minute. I have a med patch I can use.
You can. Yeah, once you see this is going sideways, go right ahead.
Okay.
What?
Was that 1D? Is that 1d8?
I believe the mid patches are a d6, right?
1d6. Okay.
Is there anyone to confirm that?
No.
I think you're right.
I believe that sounds correct to me.
Okay.
All right. All right. 3 HP.
All right. Yeah. Back.
Ulithal, you're getting 2d8. Do you want to roll that?
Sure.
True.
Yeah, I can do that. Sorry.
How do you remove something from your
7?
Bingo, bango, you're back in it.
Hey.
Tavra, what do you want to do while they're healing up here?
Can I take some time to arm myself against undead creatures?
Arm yourself? Yeah, I mean, you got your weapons with you. Do you want to look around the campsite or the crash site here?
Yeah, I just mean my Oath of the Defender. Can I set that to undead now that we've fought undead?
I don't know. Is that something you can do anytime, anywhere?
It says during your daily preparation, so I don't know when that happens. Does it have to be in the morning?
Typically, yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't think I did it this morning, so.
So but honest. You're such a goody two-shoes. You know what? Go ahead and set your ability right now if you want. And you know what, Rebecca? Have another hero point.
I'm at max hero points, so.
Well, anyway. We're throwing it away. Throw away a hero point.
Can I gift it to someone?
No. Right. No. But do you want to look around the crash site?
Yes, please.
Let's see here.
Right.
Yeah, make me a little perception check.
Okay. It's an 18.
And maybe get up on like the hill over here overlooking it. There's a lot of smoke. There's a lot of damage here. Doesn't look like any of the undead crew survived the crash. But we do see is
unsurvived.
A damaged emergency beacon, and nearby from the cone of the ship, reinforced yellow box that is kind of still smoldering, labeled emergency supply kits in both Yoxian and Common.
Ooh.
There's all kinds of
open.
All kinds of stuff in there. Synthetic blood.
And crack all the glow sticks all at once.
It looks like looks like there are doggy treats in there. There's just like a whole bunch of bones of various sizes in plastic medical bags, metallic braces, zip ties, bone powder, several square patches of flesh in goopy sealed pouches with needles and thread, but of as far as usable items, there are 5 doses of bone serum, injectable syringes.
Is that a cool name, or does that do something cool?
That is both. Bone serum. It's a healing device in the old Starfinder. Black sludge distilled from Malebrian bone matter that tastes like mint. Upon drinking it, you gain void healing for an hour.
Okay, good. Oh, good.
I don't think we want that, do we?
You know, you don't want void healing. Nobody wants void healing.
Well, you say that, but I could void warp and void warp to give you guys some healing back. It's a cantrip. We could take everybody.
Wait, for real? You can do that?
I mean, doesn't it just make void damage heal you? Is that not what void healing does?
Yes.
Oh,
well, then it basically reverses it.
I can switch over to void healing daily, so you heal me and I'll heal other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the other thing that you find in the kit is a marrow paste, which is what I was actually thinking about. It gives target fast healing 1 for a minute.
Oh, that's nice.
So 5 of each of those. But yeah, as you find that and the rest of you get healed back up here a little bit, shaking off the accident, maybe kicking some of the body parts of these corpse fleet members that attacked you, something feels off. The hairs on the back of your head or scales on the side of your neck kind of stand up. Everyone can make me a perception or religion check.
How long have we been here right now?
10 minutes.
Okay, so this is literally after I get 3 hit points back. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Perceive things.
I'm still kind of out of it.
As you get done not helping Zeldin do too much.
I gave him a med patch. Come on.
He fiddled around with him for 10 minutes and was like, slap. You see what looks like a dust cloud approaching a few miles from the south. And you roll the natural 20? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know for a fact and can see at this far distance with your cat eyes hundreds of figures that seem to be at the base of the column of dust. And indeed can identify this, perhaps with your friends here, as a horde of zombies coming towards you.
Uh-oh. Not to alarm anyone, but a massive amount of hungry undead are headed our way. We should probably make ourselves scarce.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.